Hey everybody, it's me again. Gonna do a little bit of NBA playoff preview here. In the East, we have Cleveland taking on Chicago in the 1-8 matchup. The Bulls are not the Bulls like they were last year. I would suspect Cleveland's probably gonna win this in a sweep. And I would also suspect Vinny Del Negro will get canned soon afterwards by the Bulls. If you've been paying attention to the news, Steve Paxton or John Paxton and Vinny Del Negro have not exactly been getting along lately. Celts and Heat. I'm picking the Heat in an upset. The Celts, I think, are just getting old. There's sort of a bit of fragmentation there. So I'm looking at the Heat maybe to pull an upset here. I am so tempted to pick the Bobcats over the Magic. I am so tempted. But I think Dwight Howard will be the factor in this matchup, and he will power the Magic past the Bobcats in 7 games. I think it will go the full 7, like the Celtics and the Hawks did last year. Or 2 years ago, I'm sorry. Speaking of the Hawks, they're playing the Bucks. The Hawks are the 3 seed, and I think the Hawks will win that in about 5 games, maybe 6. So I'm saying Cavs, Heat, Magic, and Hawks. I think the Magic just have a little bit more than the Heat can handle. The Hawks can handle. I think the Cavs will outclass the Heat, although I think the Heat will probably take a couple of games. I'm picking the Cavs in the East. In the West, I'm a little tempted with all the Laker problems they've had lately to pick the Thunder in an upset, but the Lakers seem to turn it on when they need to most. I think they'll go 6 games with the Thunder, but they will pull it out. I think the Nuggets will find a way to beat the Jazz in the 4-5 matchup. Mavs will take down a game Spurs squad, and the Suns will beat the Blazers, although the Blazers will cause some problems. In the semifinals, I take the Nuggets to upset the Lakers. I'll take the Mavs to beat the Suns, and I'm going to take the Nuggets to play in the finals. But beating the Mavs, I say the Cavs will beat the Nuggets and LeBron versus Carmelo in the finals, which will make the league office happy since they will not have Kobe there. And once again, we will be denied the Nike puppet matchup of Kobe versus LeBron. Although I think it really depends on how they look in this first playoff series. They power through the Thunder. Despite Kevin Durant, they managed to sweep. I'd say that the Lakers are probably on a roll to make a serious title defense. If they struggle against the Thunder and they struggle against Denver, that could be a problem. But yeah, we've got some pretty good matchups. I think the Lakers will have more problem with the Thunder than people are expecting. I think the Magic will have a hell of a time with the Bobcats. I think that the Blazers could cause some problems for the Suns. I think the Bucks may be a little trouble for the Hawks. But other than that, really, it's going to be pretty much straight through, except for the Heat beating the Celts. I think that's the possible upset there. So that's your NBA playoff analysis for me. It starts this weekend. The NHL Stanley Cup playoffs have already started. Pittsburgh is now down a game to Ottawa. Ooh. Well, that's it for now as we count down until this 5-minute podcast is over, as I always like to do. So, love, luck, and liqueur. Bye-bye. Sleep tight. Good night. Good luck. I mean, the good news be yours.